for SideFX Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Public health experts say boosting vaccination rates now depends on trusted community voices, like faith leaders, speaking up. Keith Thomas is a pastor and hospital chaplain in Champaign, Illinois. SideFX Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with him about how his hospital experience fuels his efforts to combat vaccine hesitancy.
When we first started with COVID, it was a very scary thing. I mean, the first time as a chaplain that you walk into a room with a COVID patient, you have a recognition that you are putting yourself in harm's way to a certain extent, but for a greater good, and to make sure that everybody knows that they're loved, that they're valued, and that they're being cared for. It's absolutely frightening. It's terrifying. It's scary. And so that landscape has been part of a new norm that we live with.
When was the first time that you walked into a room to speak with a patient who was COVID positive? Was that pretty early on in the pandemic?
Yes, pretty early on. It was during that time where what's being worn, you know, looks almost like a spacesuit, you know, from my childish imagination. That's what it looked like.
Was that an adjustment? Because I imagine in pre-pandemic times, you didn't necessarily have to put on that like spacesuit level of PPE to go in and talk with the patient, right?
Well, certain levels of certain PPE is needed for certain type of infectious rooms. And somewhat, yes, some of it you did have to wear, depending on what it was. If it's something airborne, then you actually did have to do it. But it's just a rare thing. It was so rare. Whereas today, it's common. That's the easy part. It's the unknowns, which don't always get recognized. Behind every person that is in a room struggling with COVID, there is a group of loved ones and family members that are looking for support. How do you respond to the person who says, I'm so frustrated because I can't go in and see my mother, my father, my son? They crave attention, and all they get is a window, and that doesn't work.
So I know that the Champaign-Urbana public health data shows that compared to other demographics, some of the Black and Brown communities in our county have had lower vaccination rates. Was that part of your motivation for becoming more active and so outspoken about vaccines and other public health measures?
Well, one of the things that we had to do to deal with the vaccine coming out is to deal with the level of mistrust and misinformation. Unfortunately, it's still a prevalent scenario. So what we have to do is just share and share boldly. We don't want to argue with anyone. Just state the facts and let a person make the judgments. Unfortunately, and the hardest part is that people won't believe the facts until a sickness comes and really impacts them or their family. And that's the unfortunate part.
What would you say to someone who says, well, Pastor Thomas, I trust God, so I'm not going to get the vaccine? How would you respond to someone who feels that way?
Here's my statement, and I'm very clear. I say to that person, if you can trust God without a vaccine, you can definitely trust God with a vaccine. The same power exists with or without a vaccine. It's just your trust that's in the way.